Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast, the second episode this week for the first time ever, and that's because we are previewing the ISL final. Now, I said on the previous podcast that Dan wasn't with us. He's not in the UK, but he is at the end of a phone line. How are you doing, Dan?
Yes, I'm good. How's things with you?
Yeah, it's good. It's been a busy week. There's been a lot going on. So we had our interview with Tom Dean, which I'm sure you've listened to.
Yes, actually, really good interview. That was a good job from you there.
Thanks. So before we dive into the ISL final, why don't we review the semi-finals first? Because we did a preview on them, and I mean, I'd like to think our preview was okay.
I think, well, we definitely got the four teams right, didn't we?
Yeah, but we did make one massive mistake, which was pointed out to us by a listener.
Yes, we completely forgot about Palato in the breaststroke for energy.
So we said Energy Standard didn't have a breaststroker to compete with Elliot Axenson, and boy, were we wrong, man.
Yep, got it completely wrong.
So but,
we put our hands up for that one.
We won't be making that mistake again.
No,
definitely not. Okay, so semi-final number one, it went basically to form. Energy Standard looked very good. I wouldn't say they looked as unbeatable as I thought they would.
No, I think that was because London actually put in a really good shift. I can't name you one swimmer that did a really bad swim. They were on form.
Yeah, they really were. And from speaking to Tom, you hear that they've really hit their taper right. So they weren't targeting that first few rounds. They were targeting the knockout rounds.
Yeah, and rightly so. I think Mal's done a fantastic job there, so I'm really excited to see what they do in a final.
Yeah, and definitely motivation-wise, they looked the most fired-up team out of everyone, and that showed by the two world records that were set.
They weren't small world records either. They were massive ones. I mean, Toussaint 50 back was incredible.
Yeah, definitely. And the 100 breaststroke world record was, I'd like to think, the most fired-up I've ever seen Petey.
Oh, I tell you what, he is, like I said before, and the other one, he's a fierce competitor, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I reckon he's going to go it again in the final.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Based on that, yes, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, they've now had another week of rest, so it's not like they've raced two meets this week. They've got another week of rest in their pocket, so hopefully it can improve again.
Yes, because I was umming and ahhing about PT in the skins, and he's proved me wrong twice now.
Definitely.
Monster.
I mean, did you see that final skins leg? He actually went faster than the second skins.
Yeah, I looked at all the splits for the 350s, and it's basically just the same time. It's so consistent. It's incredible.
Yeah, and the two teams that went home, it's a shame to see them go. I don't think the Frog Kings overly put up as much of a fight as we thought they would. I think there were a few swimmers off form.
I mean, I do think they sort of, I'm a bit too strong saying peaked too early, but I think they had their best swims earlier on in the competition, and then it kind of, I don't know, it caught up to them in the semis.
It did slightly, yeah. And then the New York Breakers, it was just a step a little bit too far. But
yes, yeah.
That doesn't mean they haven't done well. We've spoken to them. If I'm honest, they were probably the team we were rooting for the most because we've spoken to a lot of their British talent over the past few weeks. But it was definitely a really good experience for everyone involved. Even Michael Andrew, you think he's a massive name in swimming. You expect him to be experienced. He's 21.
He's the same age as Abby Wood, who we consider an up-and-coming swimmer.
Exactly.
And yet Michael Andrew is the same age. So, yeah, of course.
So it's a great experience for them all. And hopefully we will see both those teams again next year in the knockout phases because they do have really good squads and, yeah, I expect big things from them in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so semi-final number two, I would say this one went the way we were expecting, but didn't. Because I was expecting Iron to put up, I don't know, they just left themselves with so much work to do after the first two sessions. They went absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, and I did say to you, didn't I, they have to get points on the board early, otherwise the skins and the medley relays are just not going to be strong enough for them, you know?
Yeah, and they're big time swimmers. They were in the MVP race, so Saki was up there again.
Yes, yeah.
But the squad around them just didn't quite have enough to break into the two really big American teams, did it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame to see Kwon with Yo-Yo, who also had a great meet. It's a shame to see those swimmers go, but I think Katinka Hossu would have been better if she was on form, but I think she is training for the Olympics, which I would completely agree with.
Yeah, I have nothing against her pushing this ISL aside slightly for one last Olympic stab.
Yes, yeah.
But looking at the two Americans, there was another world record that went, the 100 IM to Dressel, and I didn't see this coming in the slightest.
No, I mean, it's all over social media, this swim, and it's a monster swim.
He it got was every, ridiculous.
Oh, perfect, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was absolutely nuts. And, oh, I don't know, can he beat that again?
I've no idea. I mean, it looked inch perfect from what I saw. He nailed every single turn. The underwaters are incredible. So if he can, I mean, it'd be amazing. But I think you said now he's a second and a half ahead of everyone else.
Yeah, he's miles ahead. He needs someone there to push him, doesn't he?
Yes, yeah.
And then the LA Current, they were a little bit further behind Cali than I thought they'd be. But again, Ryan Murphy, for me, he's my swimmer of the tournament so far. I know he's not scored the massive amount of points as Dressel or your Lily King, but for me, he's basically unbeatable right now.
Yeah, see, I would say the same thing for another LA Current swimmer, actually, Gastadello,
okay.
Who's just on fire. She's absolutely on fire. So they, in my opinion, they've got the two top swimmers, if you like.
Well, Gastadello has some amazing head-to-heads in the final.
I know, we're going to move on to that slowly, but yes,
slowly,
it's
you mean quickly.
Watch. Or quickly, sorry.
And then Toronto, they were up there in day one, but they slowly fell off the pace slightly, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It was similar to what Iron sort of did, really. They've got their star swimmers in Kylie Mass and Shane Ryan, but when it gets to the race, it's just not quite deep enough for them.
No, it's a shame. But again, it's all a good experience. It is their first season in ISL as a team, and I expect them to come back really strong next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, yeah. They might get a few more transfers in as well, so that'll be quite good.
Yeah. Okay. Semi-final's done. Final time. Are you ready to preview this?
Yes, let's go for it. I'm absolutely buzzing for it.
Right, so what we're going to do is we are going to go through session by session, event by event, pick out who we think are going to win each event, who are the names to look out for, and then we are going to give our overall final winning prediction. And I know in my head who I've got already, but that might change as we break down each event.
Yes, yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, so the first one in the program is the 100 meters fly, and it kicks off with the women. Who would you go for? I want to hear your prediction first.
Well, of the swimmers that are going to win, I've narrowed it down to four. So Sostrom, Gastadello, Dahlia, and Marie Wassel. I think the winner will be Sostrom.
Okay. Why?
I just think she's too strong. She's too good.
Okay.
The swim speed is too good for her, too good compared to the others. And she's the world record holder, isn't she?
She is, yeah. So my prediction is Gastadello. Now, that is because she has the fastest time in ISL this year in 100 fly.
She has better turns than Sostrom as well.
Yeah. Now, energy standard, usually the session one is where they fly off the board in these 100 flies. So they really need Sostrom to win.
Yeah, I don't think jackpot's going to be too much of an issue here. It's all about getting the win now.
Yeah. But the other thing Energy Standard have is that they also have two other 100 fly swimmers that they could put in there alongside Sostrom. And what they did last time was they rested one of them for the medley relay.
Yes, I think the medley relay is going to be crucial for this final. So they could just rest Sostrom and put one of the other two girls in, couldn't they?
Yeah, they would still get big points with a second or a third, which is very likely.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay, and the men's, who have you got for the 100 fly of the men's?
So based on the men, I think it's a three-way head-to-head then. I think it's got Dressel, Chad Leclos, and then Tom Shields as well.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great race.
I do. I can't look past Dressel. I'm going to struggle to look past him for most of these events, if I'm perfectly honest.
Based on that 100 IM and the starts and the turns he's got, it's difficult to look past him, you're right.
So Chad, I compare him a bit to Adam Peaty. His competitive edge does come out when it comes to this event, so I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk for Dressel.
No, definitely not. And actually, Chad's getting quicker every time he races at the moment, so he might just pull one out of the bag.
Yeah,
but like you say, I can't look past Dressel right now. He's on fire.
Well, the other thing to think about is Tom Shields and Chad have less events going forward than Dressel, so they may not hold as much back as he might.
That's true. That is true.
So it's going to be close. Again, I think it's Dressel.
I think it's a Cali win with Dressel, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so moving on to the 200 back. Who do you have?
Who have I got for 200 back? I would say it's between Sebum and Flickinger, and I think there's a little bit of a dark horse Nelson as well.
Yeah, Breeder Nelson.
If I were to, yeah, If I were to pick a winner, it would be Sebum, just because her swim speed is faster than everyone else's, and she can get around the turns in and out quicker than everyone else too. So I would go for Sebum, so that's an energy win.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I think Seabun's looked on form recently, but Breeder Nelson, it's tough to call.
It is tough to call.
So on paper, they are separated by 0.3.
Yeah.
So I think energy need to start strong, and they usually do. So I'm going to agree with you and go Seabum.
Seabum, yeah.
So men's 200 back, do we even need to talk about this one?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of names in there. I think you've got the Murphys, the Rylovs, the Dinas, and the Klesnikov as well. And Luke Greenbank did a great swim last race as well. So you could throw his name in there. But I think, you're right, Ryan Murphy is a bit too good right now.
I am looking forward to the Ryan Murphy and Rylov head-to-head. I think that's going to be interesting, because they are both really on form going into this final. It's interesting, because Ryan Murphy...
It would be the first win for current, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So Ryan Murphy took out the 200 back really, really strong the last race. And it did look like he was holding on until his underwater work really shone through.
Yes.
Whereas Rylov, he races it the same, doesn't he? He takes it out really strong as well.
He does, and he's got a fantastic technique, so he's able to hold the same form throughout the whole 200.
So I think it really is going to be a battle of the same two styles and who executes the underwater work the best. That's really?
Yes.
I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Underwater work. Yeah, based off the underwater work, you're going to have to say Murphy, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I can't call him the swimmer of the meet so far and then not pick him for the 200 back. I can't really do that, can I?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, okay, and then the last individual race of session one is the 200 breaststroke, and again on the women's side, you can't look past Lily King.
No, I mean, Laser did beat her that one race, but I just think King's 2-1 form, she's too good, and I think that's a pretty much tally win, that one.
Yeah, for me, there was only two people that could really trouble her before, so it's Kelsey Wong and Escobedo from New York Breakers, and they have both gone home.
Yeah.
So it's going to be up to, Annie Laser really to put up a fight, and there's...
There's Pickram as well, who'd be racing for Raw, but I don't know if she's got anything to compete with King, you know?
In terms of times, the closest to her is Annie Laser, and I mean, there's still over a second there between the two of them if you're going fastest times in ISL this year. So I think this is a simple Lily King win for me, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Definitely.
Now, the men's 200 breaststroke for me is a lot more interesting, because Adam Peaty might swim it. They might hold him back. Then you've got two swimmers who, in the semifinals, pulled out massive swims that I didn't see coming at all. So you've got Will Lincoln from LA Current, who set a massive PB to go 202.
Yep.
And then Pregoda, who is the world record holder, and somehow out of nowhere hit a 201 to beat Marco Koch in the semi-final, which was totally unexpected because he hadn't really been on form so far.
No, well, he's one of the swimmers that London seemed to pull out the bag, a bit like Tom Dean, you know, just didn't expect it at all. And actually, based off that, I would have to say Pregoda's going in as favourite. But there's also Nick Fink, he's a little bit off form.
Well, he went into ISL injured. So he's come back, and there is a strong chance that he'd be up there competing for the win if he is fit enough.
Yes, and that's a big if, isn't it? So you'd have to say Will Lincoln would be the biggest challenge for Pregoda.
Yeah. I think it's between those two, and for me, it's probably if London Raw get their energy right like they did last round, I think I have to go Pregoda.
Yeah, I would agree with you as well. I think they've tapered it right. They've hit their training right, and people are going to be hitting some best times now for London.
Definitely. Yeah. And then you finish session one with the first relay of the day, the female 4x100 free relay.
Yes, yeah.
So, again, this one for me is pretty straightforward.
I think so.
Energy Standard set a world record, unofficial world record, because I can't believe it doesn't stand, because they're all from different nationalities. It should be up there as an official world record, but they absolutely smashed it in the semifinals.
Yes, yeah. I think they should be... You're right, I think Energy has got this in the bag. They're just too good on each of the four legs, really.
Yeah, and they've got so many swimmers they can throw in there as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. They're just too good. I mean, it'd be close. I think London will get close to them. But I think it'll be an energy win.
Yeah, I think London have the best relay swimmer, if I'm honest, with Freya Anderson. Some of the legs she's been pulling off in the anchor. But every time she's racing against energy, she's just been that tiny bit too far behind Sjöström.
Yeah, well, it's impossible to be behind Sjöström and then try and beat her on 100 free.
Yeah, it's just not happening, is it?
So if London needs, you know, if they're going to have any chance of winning it, they're going to have to touch ahead of energy on the third leg, so Frenzen has a chance of getting the.
Agreed, and it's a bit of a tough ask for me, so I'm going to pick energy in that.
Energy, yeah, I agree with energy. Yeah.
Okay, so that's session one done, and from what we've been saying, every team has a chance to win any event. is the simple answer. So everyone should be ending session one probably with a win in the bag. So it should be a really close start to the final.
It should be, and you'd expect energy to be ahead, or Cali, actually. Oh, it's difficult. It'll be the top two will be energy and Cali.
Yeah.
It just depends which one will be on top after that first session.
I mean, Cali have their big swimmers in the water at this point, don't they? So your Dressel's swam, your Lily King has swam.
Exactly, yeah.
So
don't forget that energy, the energy relay would be double points.
Yes.
So of course, they would probably be ahead just based off that.
Yeah, so it's... You're expecting those two teams to have a slight edge, but if you're London Raw or you're LA Current, you aren't too concerned right now about that because it is expected.
No, London's biggest point score is sort of in the middle sessions, isn't it?
So,
yeah. I wouldn't be too worried if I were them.
Okay, so session two kicks off with my favourite event, the 53.
Yes.
So, women's side, we have lost a lot of the fastest swimmers for this event. They have gone home with your New York Breakers, your Iron. They've all lost the battle.
Yes,
so even though we have lost those fastest swimmers in the world, so your Cassia Wasik.
And Cromwell Yo-Yo, yes.
Yep, correct. You are still left with a really big three-way head-to-head in Sjöström.
Yep.
Weitzel.
And Gastadello.
So,
yes.
I think that's a coin flip.
Who's going to win that one? So you've got to pick. You pick first and I'll go second.
Weitzel.
Oh, really?
She's fresh. The other two will have raced by now.
Depends if energy rests Sjöström on the first 100 fly.
But she will be doing
the
free relay
anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas last round, LA Current left out Weitzel on the relay purely for this 53 because the 50s, if form sticks to it, they have been the big jackpot scorers.
Yes, that's true.
So I think they leave her out of the relay and say, look, we're not going to get near energy there. Let's keep her for this individual. And I think she wins it.
Interesting. It would be a very good tactic and probably a tactic they might use, actually. I'm just too much of a fan of Sjöström. I just think she's too strong over the 50. And I don't think every time she does a 50-meter swim, I don't think she breathes once.
No.
Especially on the last length, she doesn't breathe anyway.
I mean, she has James Gibson in her corner as well, doesn't she? And he is the best sprint coach in the world right now.
Yes, yeah. So for me, I'd be picking Sjöström to win the 53.
Okay, I'm excited to see who wins on this prediction.
Yeah.
Very excited. And the men's side, now, this is, for me, the first world record of the day to go.
Do you reckon?
Well, I think so.
This is your cup of tea.
This is your cup of tea.
You go with it and you talk about it.
By a mile, my favourite swimmer in the 53 is Manadou because he's a different physique of a swimmer. He's just massive. But
he's a different breed, isn't he? Yeah.
Right now, no one is touching Dressel. And in the semifinals, he went 20.28 and missed his world record by 0.04.
He's got it.
There is no chance he's not beating that.
Well, the time that Dressel went, I actually think is Manadou's PB, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
So Manadou has been... If you watch the semi-finals and the heats before, he has been absolutely destroying the field, but he's been going 20.5, which 0.3 is a long, long way to make up.
On a 50 it is, especially,
huge.
Yes, definitely.
So I think Dressel's going to break his world record. He might go 20.1 something, if I'm really throwing the boat out.
That's a difficult one, isn't it? I would agree with Dressel winning.
Yeah,
but I think it's going to be a great head-to-head. I think they're going to be, you know, almost level. I think swim speed of Manadou is quicker than Dressel. It's just whether
it's the turns of the underwater.
It's going to be too good. Yeah.
I mean, actually, this is slightly off topic, and you probably won't have seen this because you're going away. So on the 10th of December, I believe it is, Dressel is attempting to break the 20-second mark for 50 metres freestyle in one of those old-school laser bodysuits.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I reckon he would do it.
So do I. I reckon that's simple, if I'm honest.
It's almost a gimme.
Yeah. But it's a publicity. It's a big publicity stunt by Speedo. They're trying to do this. And I can't wait to see it. Because I have always wondered what could Dressel do in one of those fast skin bodysuits.
Well, on the 10th of December, we're going to find out. That's exciting. I didn't know about that, so yeah.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. But for this 53, I can't look past him in the slightest. If I had a mortgage, I'd probably put it on him.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, I'm confident. That. I'm not as confident on the world record, but for him to win, yeah, I'm confident.
It's difficult. I mean, if Manadu's in the water, it's difficult to bet against him as well. But when Dressel's in the water, it's difficult to bet against him. So I would agree with Dressel.
Yeah. Okay, so the middle event of Session 2 is the 200 metres IM. And again, this one is opened up slightly on the female side because a lot of the best swimmers have now gone home.
Now that Tokyo's gone, all of the IM swimmers, the Haginos, the Ohashis, they're all out of it.
Yeah.
So it's completely up for grabs now.
It is and it isn't. So, yes, we've lost Ohashi. Mar Gallus has gone home as well. I'm not quite sure why, but she's gone home. Abby Wood's gone home, and that's left Pickram there. And for me, she's probably looking at quite a big jack point on this one.
Potentially, yes. Flickinger's also going to be in the race, I would have thought. But Pickram would be going in favourite, if I were to say, and I'd also be picking Pickram to win as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think I might be getting a jackpot time as well.
Yeah, it could be quite a big point score. Yeah, this could be the start of London Raw really turning things on, like they usually do at this point as well.
Yeah, this is the time when they start to pick it up and catch up the top. It'll be top. They'll be third, I would have thought, by now. So they'll be catching up the top two with these sort of swims now, yeah.
And then again, on the men's side, this is another big chance for London Raw to get some big points because Duncan Scott has... Wow, he's hit some form going into this final, and the 200 IM, I give it straight to him as well.
Yeah, well, he reminds me of Petey. He is another fierce competitor, and when he's psyched up and motivated, he does some awesome swims. And if it's not Duncan Scott that wins, it'll be another London Raw swimmer in Vizeos.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So they're very strong in this event.
Yeah, I think it might actually be a London 1 and 2. Which would be massive for them.
Yeah, this should really start propelling them up that table when they're looking for that victory.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And then to finish the session individually, it's the 50 breaststroke.
Yeah, I mean, this might just be the most interesting race of the whole thing.
On the women's side?
On the women's side, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's two people at the top of the leaderboard right now in terms of times. They cannot be split. They have the exact same time in Lily King and Pilato.
Yeah.
But then you also have Alia Atkinson, and she's on London Raw, and they're going to be fired up like hell. And then, is it Molly Hannis?
Molly Hannis, who was another Cali swimmer, yes.
Yeah, she got the better of Lily King a few times in the semi-finals. So maybe she has hit her taper right.
Maybe, and actually it doesn't matter if she wins or King's wins, as long as Cali get the win.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be happy either way, won't they?
Yeah, I think this is going to be... the closest race we are going to see.
Yeah, when we've got four world-class 50 breaststrokers in there, so it could go anyway, but who have you got as favourite to win it?
Pilato.
Really? Has she got the fastest time?
She's joint with Lily King.
Oh, it's literally joint.
It's exactly literally joint, yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, then. Well, if you're going to go Pilato, then I'll go for King, then, just to make it interesting.
All right, then. I see how it is. Again, I go Pilato purely because she is going to be fresher, because she is not doing the 200 breast.
Yes, that's true.
That's what
Atkinson Atkinson wouldn't be doing the 200 breaststroke either, but no. I think King and Hannis would be. But it'd be interesting. We see. We'll see. I still think I'm going to go for King just because you've gone for Pilato then.
Just to spite me. And then the men's side, I mean, Petey was super fired up for this one. So again, it's tough to call. Szymanowicz is there, but.
Yep.
Petey looks to have got the better of him, not just in the pool, but mentally now. I think he's broken him.
I think you're right with the head-to-head. It's between Petey and Szymanowicz, and just because he's so competitive and maybe he's got the mental edge over Szymanowicz now, Petey has to go in favourite. Getting the world record. Oh, no, it wasn't the world record. It was the British record.
Yeah, he got the British record, yeah.
Yeah.
But then so you also...
He goes in favourite.
if you're London, you've also got Pregoda in there. So again, you're looking at possibly a 1-3, 1-2. It could be another big point score for the second event in a row.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Pregoda would have done the 200 breaststroke. I don't know if that would have taken anything out of him. But, of course, it's only a 50, so he's only just got to do it for about 30, well, less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But
I don't think he's going to win, but I think he's going to be a strong backup point score here for London.
Yeah, I think he gets top four.
Yeah.
Pregoda, I'm talking about now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, again, would be massive for London. So, yeah.
Okay, and then we finished the session, session two, with the men's 4x100 free relay. And my favourite team in this went home a long time ago, the Aqua Centurions.
Yes, yeah.
But that means, I think for me, this is a straight head-to-head shootout with the two American teams, because on paper they are separated by less than 0.3. So, again...
Can you believe that? A 400-metre swim, and they're separated by 0.3. Insane, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is just a coin flip.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Who gets so the takeovers right? Flip, then. Who am I going? I'm going to go Current, because they will really need the win at this point.
Yeah, because I can't remember the last time we said that a Current swimmer was going to win.
Well, he said Ryan Murphy. So yeah, at this point they might be looking at fourth place. So they are really going to have to throw everything into this. Whereas maybe Cali decide to rest Dressel. I don't know.
I don't think you can get Dressel off any race right now. He's just too strong. He's too good. Why would you? Why would you?
That's true. That's
true. I mean, every single race, really. I would say for me it would be Cali to win. Not just because of Dressel, but I just think overall the squad's too deep.
Okay.
Four swimmers they'll pick is too strong. So I'd go for a Cali win there.
Okay, so that's session two done. What are we looking at right now? We're looking at London Raw really making a move up the table. We are looking at...
Not quite on the top.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I would have thought Cali at this point are leading. And then Energy are... I don't know. Energy could go both ways. They could be first. They could be third. It's a bit of a toss-up.
Yeah, I think for me it would be Cali at the top, Energy second, with London third. That's the way I predict it would be.
Okay, I'll say London at this point probably will be second.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because of those two massive events we've just had, I think there's a big point score for them at that point.
I think the IM swims are going to be vital for London. They've got to be able to smash those out to be any chance of winning, actually. They've got to win these IM events.
Yeah. Okay, so session three, we're going to kick things off with the current world record holder, Kira Toussaint. But she isn't going to have it her own way like she did in that semi-final. She's now got Smaliga in there with her.
Yes, and actually Smaliga, I think she's better at the underwaters as well. So it depends how good her turns will be.
I'm not sure on that. Kira Toussaint's turns in that world record were nuts good.
They were good, but only because Smaliga wasn't there. I think Smaliga would be, she would not level because that was a massive world record, but... but I think over the shorter distance, I think Toussaint will be too strong. It's when it gets to the 100 where Smaliga's turns will start to kick in and be an advantage for her.
Yeah, okay. I mean, there's only 0.14 separating them on paper. So, with a 50, that is very close. And it's just, that's a reaction time off a block.
Yeah, well, mind you, when Toussaint did that world record, she did jam the turn a little out of the time. She jammed the finish a little bit, didn't she?
So yes, she did.
She does a good... couple of mini seconds left in her too.
Yeah, so
be an interesting one.
Do we think a world record could go here?
Potentially, yes. And especially when Toussaint's got someone to race against, because she was by herself.
Definitely, yes. That's a very good point.
So,
so who are you picking?
I think that one could go.
You're picking Toussaint then?
I'm going to go for Toussaint, and she's going to get another world record, another lifetime best.
Nice. I am not going to argue with you there. on the men's side then?
Men's side, 50 backstroke. I mean, there's a lot of names in here. God, there's a lot of names. We've got Murphy, we've got Guido, we've got Coleman Stewart, who's got a great chance of winning. He's had a brilliant ISL season so far. So
yeah,
he's
you've
got
Christian Dina as well from London Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, there's four of them there that are close to a dead heat on times and on paper.
Yes. I mean, it's going to be a blanket finish, and it's just whoever gets their hand on the wall first, it's going to be so close. I mean, who would you guess for this one? Again, it's going to be a coin flip for me.
My gut says Ryan Murphy. My heart... says Guido.
Guido. I would be picking Guido if I was a betting man.
Right. So because
Guido.
Because you're picking Guido, I will go against you, as we do, and I will say Ryan Murphy.
Yep.
But the way that London Raw come out with their energy, the way they're fired up, I strongly back your decision.
Yeah. And Dina's not one to be wiped out either. I think he's going to be either second or third.
Yeah, he's been slightly off form the past few rounds. But again, that could just be the way he's tapering. He could be targeting the final rather than the semi-final with the knowledge that Guido's on form. I mean, again, you're looking at a massive point score for London Raw here because they have two swimmers up there.
And they've got two swimmers who could be in the top four. So, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So to end the day, we have the 400-meter freestyle. That is the last individual meet of the day. And it's interesting because at the start of the meet, I would have definitely gone Siobhan Haughey.
Yes.
She got beaten quite comfortably last round by Leah Smith. And I don't know how much that would have taken out of her physically and mentally to know that she is no longer unbeaten for Energy Standard. So LA Curran also go into this with a strong swimmer in Flickener, and I don't think you have to worry about the time in this one. So from speaking to Tom Dean, I think this is purely a head-to-head. Who is going to have the biggest heart to win it?
Yeah, and I think it will be between those two girls. And I just think she's done really well so far, and you said that she might have a mental block because she was beaten by Leah Smith. But actually, I think that might be more of an advantage to her, knowing that she's not in the final. So she then goes in again as favourite or the fastest swimmer going in.
Okay.
So I would say Siobhan would be the one to win it. It's not going to be a cakewalk. I think Flickener is going to give her a good old run for her money.
Yeah, I agree. Again, this is another head-to-head I'm really looking forward to.
Definitely, yes, yeah.
But I agree with your decision. And then on the men's side, we have another great head-to-head, a rematch of Rapsis against Tom Dean.
Yes, yeah, can't wait for it. Hopefully Tom Dean does the same thing again, because that was awesome. He did.
Yeah, I remember you texting me the whole way through it, just like, oh my God, he's going to do it. Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean, he was behind at 300 because he was staying on his hips or his feet or wherever he was. And you could see him. He was slowly creeping up every length. And he got him. He got him on the last 50 metres. It was incredible.
Now, on paper, Rapsis is a good, 2 seconds faster?
However, 2 seconds faster. And Tom Dean went a PB, didn't he?
So there is the slight issue with that. But I would say Rapsis has looked a bit slow recently since he hit that time. He had the mental mistake of counting wrong, where he finished a 50 early. And on paper, he should have beaten Tom Dean quite comfortably, and he lost on, a last 100 sprint. So I would be slightly worried about a mental block with him right now.
I would be a little bit cautious, especially knowing that Tom Dean will be there at your heels, or even higher up now. He might change the tactics. You never know. So it's going to be a good one to watch. I would still say Rapsis goes in as favourite, but I wouldn't put it past Tom to cause another upset.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Rapsis is really strong here. If he hits his PB and his form, he should win, but I have little to no confidence in that right now, if I'm honest. Yeah. Sounds harsh, but it looks so unconvincing recently that you look at the performance that Tom Dean put in and the confidence and the momentum he's got now. I think, for me, he probably wins this.
Potentially. I mean, all he's got to do is the same sort of tactic, because he knows now that he's got the back-end speed to beat Rapsis.
Yeah.
So as long as he stays on his hip throughout the whole, for the first 200-300 metres, it's going to be a good old battle for the last 100 and see who gets the touch.
Yeah. Okay, so day one, it finishes with the most important race of, for me, the whole meet.
Yes, it is.
How great is that? The 4x100 medley relay. So on the women's side, I think it's quite straightforward.
Yeah, so I think it goes in as Energy. It's hard to look past Energy right now for that medley relay.
Yeah, definitely. And that means they can pick the skins, which is going to be anything that suits Sjostrom. So the skins is most likely going to be Fly.
Free or Fly, I would have thought, yes.
I would have thought Fly, because they have two other swimmers who can back up Sjostrom.
Absolutely, yes.
They are mad deep there. So Energy Standard on paper are over a second faster than London Raw. So I think it's not a cakewalk by all means, because relays, as we all know, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Definitely. But I think it's just going to be a bit too much of an ask for anyone to get near Energy Standard on this one.
Well, I don't see anyone on the third leg beating or being ahead of Energy, and you just can't give Sjostrom a lead on the final leg of 100, you know. So I don't see it as going anywhere else other than an Energy win.
Yeah, and now the men's side, this is where it's close. All four teams are the four fastest teams going into the whole of ISL. They are separated on paper by 1.5 seconds, which isn't that much.
Nope.
So it's really tough to call. Before the semi-finals, I would have said Energy.
Yep.
Now I say London Raw.
I would be picking London Raw as well, because you have PC in the middle, who is by far the best breaststroker. But then again, you have Szymanowicz on the Energy side. Oh, it's a difficult one. If I were to be picking, it'd be London. But like you say, it can go any way. I mean, all it takes is a dodgy takeover, and that suddenly that's a 0.3, 0.2 difference just on that little section alone.
Yeah, it's weird to think going into this relay that Cali are actually the slowest team, and yet the Skins you're most worried about Dressel, because whatever you pick, he is going to race it.
He's going to be doing it, yes. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is, he is doing that Skins. So for me, London really have to win it, because then it's a breaststroke final, or breaststroke Skins.
Yep.
If Energy win it, I don't know what they
I think if Energy win that race, I think they win the whole thing.
Okay. Interesting.
That's how important the race is.
See, for me, I thought it was a bit of a toss-up. If they win, then they have to pick. Basically, they have to pick a Dressel strength.
For them to be strong as well.
Yeah, but that means that if they're head-to-head at the top of the leaderboard with Cali, it's like, oh, blimey. Do we really want to do this?
Well, unless they pick backstroke so that Current win it with Murphy, just to avoid Cali getting the win.
I mean, that was the tactics there are so all over the place. Want them to do fly because Chad looked really good in the Skins. You'd want them to do free because Manadu is just an animal. But both of those, Dressel will win. I have no doubt in that.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and you just don't want Cali to be winning if you're Energy, because they would be the biggest rivals.
Yeah, I kind of your thoughts of them picking backstroke. I actually quite like that as an idea.
Yeah, just to avoid Dressel getting the win.
Yeah, it's interesting because, but then you're throwing, it's a strength for London Raw because they've got 250 backstrokers. Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, yeah. But I think this is where the whole ISL comes down to it, the men's medley relay. Massive, massive race.
Yeah. I think if London Raw is simple, if London Raw win it, it's simple where it's going. It's going breaststroke or backstroke.
Yep.
Which, whatever PT's feeling, really. So I would have said breaststroke.
Breaststroke, yep.
Then if Energy Standard pick it, I have no clue where they go. They could go any direction at all.
No.
If LA
win, it's going to be free or fly.
Yep. And then if LA Current win it'll be a backstroke one. It's definitely going to be backstroke for Ryan Murphy. So, God. I cannot wait to see the outcome of this race.
Well, I said from the very beginning that London Raw were going to win the whole thing. And if they do win that medley, that puts them in with a great chance of winning.
Yes, it does.
But we'll see.
Anyone who wants to win has to win that medley relay, really.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And they're separated by 1.3, so it could go anyway. Okay. But we'll see. That's the biggest race so far.
So that's day one done. I hope you're all still with us. You're all focused. You are all getting an understanding of who might be the names to look out for. So let's jump straight into day two. And again, this kicks off. So this kicks off with a really, really fun event. And again, Dressel is straight in the water here. But on the women's side, 100 freestyle, who are you going with, Dan?
For the women, for the 100 free. Oh, 100 free. Who would you go for?
I'm looking at the times in front of me, and they are separated. Yeah. From 1 to 4, it's separated by 0.14 seconds. And then you throw Freya Anderson at the end of that. It's like, blimey.
Yeah.
Who on earth are we picking here?
And it's the first race of a new day as well, so
everyone's fresh,
rested as well. I mean, just to throw one out there, I'm going to go for Gastadello.
Okay,
There's no sort of process there. I've just picked one.
You've just picked who you felt like. Again, this is going to be a crazy close race. I am going to go Sjöström.
Yep, I mean, I can't argue that it could go anyway.
Yeah, it's too tough to call, really.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the men's side, do we see a world record? Probably not from Dressel. I know I said in our preview podcast I thought he would get every world record for 50, 100, whatever. I've taken a look back at what the 100 free world record is. It's rapid. It's like, what is
who
it
is
like?
It again? Is
Laveau.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who went 44 point high, which is fast. And Dressel is going to need to drop probably half a second from what he did previously. That's a big, big ask.
Yeah, yeah. I think Dressel would win the race. Of course, Manadou goes into the race as well, but Dressel's too good. He's a 2-1 form.
Agreed.
Based on the world record, I think it's too, yeah, like you say, it's a big too much of an ask.
Yeah, a little bit. I think actually Laveau did that in a super suit as well, so that's tough.
Yes, yeah.
So Dressel wins that one. I love Manadou, but 100 is just a bit too much of an ask for him.
I mean, he does hold it really well. There was one relay race that he did where he was racing Duncan Scott at the end, and he still went 45 point something.
Yeah.
So you can still do it. He's just racing Dressel. That's the only problem.
Yeah. So the second race of the day is the 200 fly. On the men's side, it's quite interesting who's going to get it. On the women's side, a lot of the top five swimmers have dropped out.
I think it's a bit of a gimme for the women's side. I think Flickener's going to win that one. No problem whatsoever. I think she's a good couple of seconds ahead of the field, actually, if I got that right.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the other stronger swimmers in this event were on your Tokyo Frog Kings. They were your New York Breakers, your Iron. Again,
that's right,
it's one of those events where this might be one of the only big jackpots of the meet.
So I think if Callie are going to be winning this competition, I think they need a good result from Flickener points-wise.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be just an easy... She's going to win it. It's just how much she wins it by.
Definitely, yeah. Now, on the men's side, Tom Shields has been the standout swimmer in the 200 fly so far, but then you've got Chad Leclerc, and you also have the wonder kid in Eddie Wang.
Yeah. He's going to be one of the best swimmers in the next, maybe this Olympics, but the Olympics after. My God, he's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's listening, write this name down now and look out for him, because oh my days.
He is extremely good, extremely good. I don't think he's going to be winning this race.
No, I think Tom Shields has got the better of him too many times.
Yes, yeah. But I think, based on times going in, I think Shields will be going in as favourite, but you can't write off Chad. He's getting better with every race he does.
Yeah, and London also have Lanza.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's close for all the teams here. They all have a shot, but I think Tom Shields he's in red-hot form. He got the American record last time out, so...
He did, that's true. Yeah, he did.
For me, it's Tom Shields now to start the day. Seems to be the way that LA Current go. The second race of each day, the 200 back, now it's the 200 fly. They have a really strong swimmer to start the day.
Yes, yeah. Just what they need, really.
Definitely. And then we switch over to the 100 back, speaking of strong swimmers for LA Current. So on the women's side, you said before that you thought this was where Smaliga really comes into her own.
Yes, I think this is where I think it's too long. I think it's too short for Sebum. She's more suited to the 200 back, but when it gets to the 100, Toussaint and Smaliga are going to be head-to-head at this, and I think Smaliga might just get her based off the underwaters that she does.
Yeah, I agree, but on paper they are separated by 0.06, so it's close. It's really close, but I do agree with you. I think this is where Smaliga gets the win for the backstroke.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be good if Toussaint does get the win for London. Much-needed points that they would... steal over Calais effectively.
Yeah.
But I think Smaliga might just get her, because I think she had the upper hand in the earlier rounds over Toussaint as well. So
yeah,
I think
definitely.
It's just going to carry on.
And on the men's side, this is where there could be a potential chink in Ryan Murphy's armour for me.
Yes.
This is where he doesn't go into the race as favourite for me. He is, on paper, he's the third fastest swimmer going in. So you have Kolesnikov from Energy Standard going in as fastest, and then you also have Guido from London Raw. And I think for me, even though Kolesnikov on paper is faster, I pick Guido for the London Raw effect.
Yes, I mean, they are very strong on a backstroke London, because of course they've got Dina just in case Guido doesn't perform well. I think it's very similar to the 50, where they're guaranteed two swimmers in the top four, in my opinion. Again, you can't write off Colm and Stewart.
Yeah.
But Honestly, the men's backstroke is incredibly close.
I can't, like finisher. Yeah. The Olympics next year, the backstroke is in such a good place. For so long, it has been dominated by Americans. And now it is so wide. I wouldn't say it's wide open, because they're all swimming amazingly fast.
Yeah.
But it's an event that is probably going to be one of the best ones to watch at the Olympics.
From a racing point of view, definitely. Yeah. Yes. The one where you're going to the race and you think, who's going to win this one? No idea. And that's exactly what swimming needs, actually. So.
And that probably applies here, even though I'm picking Guido.
Yeah, well, we've got to pick someone. who would I pick? 100 backstroke. I'm going to go for... I don't want to go for Guido. I'm going to go for Murphy then.
Okay, fair enough. And the final individual event of Session 1, Day 2, is probably the most fun event I found watching, is the 100 IM. It's very rare you see these swimmers racing such a short distance of medley.
It's the classic splash and dash, isn't it? It's all about the turns. I mean, the swim speed doesn't really matter. And this is why Dressel's so good at the 100 IM.
Yeah, so on the women's side, who are you going with before we get to the phenomenon that is Dressel?
I actually haven't written this one down, so who is actually...
So this one's on me. So it's a straight shootout between Gastadello and Sjöström.
And by this point, they've done so many races. It's about who's the fittest. And I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for Gastadello, because her turns are a little bit better.
Tell you what, I was going to go Gastadello as well.
Okay.
Purely because I think at this point she's done the least amount of races between the two of them.
Yes, yeah.
So I think that's where she probably just edges it.
Yeah, I think her dive is a bit better than Sjöström as well. Swim speed, it's all Sjöström, but the turns, the 100 IM is all about the turns. And Gastadello has the better turn, so I think out of those two, I'd be picking Gastadello to win.
Okay, I agree. And then the men's side, we spoke about it before. This is the craziest world record I have seen in a very long time. Dressel's...
Well, when you think about it, what was your 100 free PB?
Oh, absolutely nowhere near this. So Dressel went 49.88 in 100 metres IM. My 100 free PB short course was, 56?
Yeah, I mean, mine was 52, and he's beating me, so it's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely madness.
Wow, and there's breaststroke in that.
I know. I don't think we need to go any further. It's a guaranteed win, and I think it's a guaranteed huge jackpot as well.
Yeah, I mean, the second swimmer is his teammate, and he's a good 1.5 seconds behind. So I don't think he gets world record again. I think that was too perfect of a swim.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
I think this is a clean sweep for Cali, and this could be the point they might start pulling clear at the top of the table if other teams haven't got the points they need elsewhere.
It could be.
Okay, so moving on to Session 5, we are rounding down the meet now, but this is Dan's favourite event, the 200 metres freestyle.
The 200 free, yes.
So women's side, it is, to me, it's a straight 1-2 energy standard.
Essentially, it depends how well Frey Anderson does.
Oh, yeah, very true, very true.
I think Jorge goes in favourites. I don't know if Flitton is going to be doing a 200 free because she's done so many races before.
She's not in the top five, so...
No, she might not be swimming it. But, of course, they've got Heemskerk as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, Energy certainly get a massive point score here, whether they win. I don't know, Frey Anderson has looked on form.
Yeah, I think she's slowly getting better as well, so...
On paper, I think it's Jorge. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree. It's whether Anderson can split the two energy swimmers apart.
Yeah, I think London Raw have a better chance on the men's side with Duncan Scott going in.
Yeah, definitely, I agree with that. Who else is in that 203? I mean, you've got Rapsis going in again. Tom Dean will be swimming for London Raw as well.
Haas.
Yes, Haas. But I think... the swimmer to watch out for when that race would be, like you say, Duncan Scott.
Yeah,
he's not good.
I would be confident of him bettering his British record that he did in the last round. And I mean, he went the fourth fastest time of all time.
Yeah.
And there are some big names above him.
Yeah.
So to be mixing it with those sort of pace, I can't look past him.
No, I think Scott's going to win it. And then I'd like to see Tom Dean get a top 3 place as well, so it'd be a big point score for London.
That's a big ask because there are some big names there.
There are, yeah.
But, okay, Let's give a bit of confidence to our last podcast guest. But again, it could be another big point score for London Raw, couldn't it? Because a 1-3 finish, a 1-4 finish, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it'll be... And maybe Tom Dean, he's going to have huge amounts of confidence again because he'll be racing Rapsus again. And if he does beat him earlier on in the final on the 400 again, huge mental advantage there. So we'll see. We'll see.
Definitely. And then you have the 50 fly, which is another big splash and dash. You've lost the fastest swimmers in the world here. They really were dominant at this event.
Yeah, they were. That's true.
But then you're going back to Agastadello against Sjöström head-to-head.
Yeah, I know. How many head-to-heads are they going to have in this final? It's going to be
I think we're on four or five races. Yeah.
Yeah. So who'd you go for this one? Again, a bit of a coin flip for me. I think Sjöström's got this one.
Yeah, so would I. She's got the world record. This is her event, if we're honest.
She is the dominant flyer on the women's side for me.
Gastadella will be there, and I wouldn't be surprised if she wins, but I do give it to Sjöström. No.
I think Sjöström's got it. Of course, she got Dahlia in there as well, who could spoil the party, but I think Sjöström's got it. Sjöström's got that one.
The men's side, it's a big shame that Santos isn't here to give another stab at that world record. He got so close.
I know. He was such a good swim. He did it perfectly as well.
Yeah, I know. And then Szabo went home earlier as well. It's like, oh, blimey. Yeah. You're talking about two swimmers who put almost, 0.3 on Dressel in a 50. That's some going.
I know, that is good going, isn't it? So I think probably Dressel's quite glad that they're both out, really. So now he goes in favourite again.
He goes in big favourite. And then Tom Shields is the other major really threat on this, with Chad also probably competing as well. But over 50, again, as I said before, you cannot look past Dressel.
No, just too good at everything. The finer details of the starts and the turns, it's all Dressel. Advantage Dressel, and I think, he's going to win it.
Now, we have another very, very close women's breaststroke race to talk about here. 100 metres.
Yeah.
Now,
who have you got for this one?
Alia Atkinson.
So you're going for Atkinson?
I am definitely going for Atkinson, yes.
She is the world record holder on this short course 100 breaststroke.
She is, and the time she set in the last round destroyed everyone else. She would have smashed Lily King, she smashed Pilato.
Yeah.
I think this is where she really shines.
If you're going Atkinson, I'm going to go for King then.
Right, okay. And then 100 metres for the men's, I think Adam Peaty, he set the world record last time. I think he does it again. It's another world record. The Peaty way.
Yep, I think Petey's got that world record again, so I think that's a win for London Raw, definitely.
Yeah, so I don't think we need to talk too much about that one, just Adam Peaty is the best in the world.
Yes, too good.
Yep, and then to start Session 6, you have a mixed relay, which is, it kind of goes under the radar a little bit, but again, relays is energy strength, but right now, Cali are the fastest team on paper.
Yeah, I think it's a Cali win for the mixed. Double points again, which will further boost if they're leading at that point. They're going to further their lead again.
Yeah, I do find it weird how this mixed relay has... I don't know, it's not been talked about much at all, really.
No.
But it's a very fun event to do.
Like you say, it goes under the radar quite a bit, doesn't it? So, yeah. And it's worth quite a lot of points, so it could be the turning point, you never know.
So 400 IM is the last individual meet. Again, we've lost a lot of the good swimmers in this. So it's kind of left for Pickram, really, to clean up the points on the women's side.
It's win for London if Pickram can win it, which I think she goes in as favourite, definitely. Yeah,
I think she goes in a big favourite and a big jackpot points.
Yeah.
And then on the men's side, it could be close. Because you've got, Max Litchfield for Energy Standard.
Yeah.
You've got Tom Dean.
There's also Saranic as well.
Yeah.
I think this is where Max Litchfield gets his first ISL win this season.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He steps up.
I think Energy might need the points at this point.
Sure, Sjöström doesn't win all of her sprint races. This might be a first Energy win for a while. So
yeah, exactly. We'll see. It could be the big win they need heading into the skins. And we have already talked about the skins, so we aren't going to go into it too much because we can't predict who's going to pick what.
No, exactly.
So what we will do for the skins is we will tweet our predictions on Twitter, give us a follow at Propulsion Swim, and we will tell you who we think is going to win whatever gets picked.
Yes, yeah.
So your overall winner for 2020 season of ISL, who are you picking, Dan?
So based on what I've seen so far, I went with London Raw to begin with. I'm now going for Cali Condors to win the whole thing.
Okay, And my pick is Cali Condors.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
I think there are too many points on the table for Dressel.
Dressel, yeah, I agree with you. Dressel simply, is the big difference here.
Yeah, and even though London Raw were so good in the semi-final, they still finished 60 points behind Energy, so...
That's true. I think London are missing their Australian summers. They really
are. Yeah. So for me, it is a Cali finish. Cali first. I probably put London second and Energy third.
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting. I think it'll be a tight difference between first, second and third.
Yeah.
I will agree with you. I'm going to go London second.
Yeah, I think, like I said in the last podcast about people stealing big points on teams that should score big points, I think Energy are counteracted really badly by Cali. So your Manadu's going to struggle to score your points. Your Chad's going to struggle to score you points with Dressel in the water. It could be their downfall.
I mean, it really depends on Socha and being on form, because Gastadillo could steal all her points. Not steal, but, you know, get more points than her.
Exactly.
So, yeah, depends on Socha, really.
It does.
You know Dressel's turning up.
Yeah. Right, so you've got a race off. So thank you for joining us for the preview podcast. I hope everyone has enjoyed it. I hope you've tuned in all this way through and enjoyed our thorough dissection of every event.
Yeah.
I think this is probably the longest podcast we've ever done.
It is. It's over an hour, I think.
Right. I will let you get off. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And hopefully we'll speak to Dan again soon when he is available.
Yes, definitely will. I'll make time for it. No worries.
Great stuff. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on YouTube or any of your podcast platforms. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and I will see you after the ISL final. Thanks for joining us.